Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Okay, today's Do Not Fear scripture comes out of Haggai. A very good, actually, book to study if you ever have a chance. Chapter 2, verse 5. This is what I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit remains among you. Do not fear.
Wow. On today's call, we're going to discuss seven ways God wants you to multiply.
Hallelujah.
You see, God wants to multiply everything in our lives. Deuteronomy 8:13, Classic Amplified. When your herds and flocks multiply, and your silver gold is multiplied, and all you have, can somebody say, Hallelujah. Here are seven ways God wants you to multiply. First, multiplication can take place even when you're facing adversity. The early church started growing daily. After the day of Pentecost, when the persecution started, they separated and multiplied. Now that's kingdom math. Acts 6:7, Classic Amplified. And the message of God kept on spreading. And the number of disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem. Besides, a large number of the priests were obedient to the faith in Jesus as Messiah, through whom is obtained eternal salvation and the kingdom of God. Now, Acts 9:31 gives us the secret to church growth. Then had the churches rest throughout all of Judea, and the Galilee and Samaria, and were edified. And will walk in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost will multiply. Acts 9:31 again, this time Message Bible. Things calmed down after that. The church had smooth sailing for a while. All over the country, Judea, Samaria, Galilee, the church grew. They were permeated with a deep sense of reverence for God. The Holy Spirit was with them, strengthening them, they prospered wonderfully. As they were obedient to his principles and precepts, multiplication took place through his word. Acts 9:24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Acts 9:24, this time in the Message Bible. Meanwhile, the ministry of God's word grew by leaps and bounds.
Now that's the way we would say it these days.
Yep.
Second, God can multiply what you've got while everyone around you is decreasing. In Psalm 107:38, it says, He blesses them also so that they are multiplied greatly and allows not their cattle to decrease. And third, God wants to multiply the days of our lives. This is amazing. Proverbs 9:11, interestingly enough, and the Classic Amplified Bible says, For by me, wisdom from God, your days will be multiplied and the years of your life shall be increased.
Hallelujah. Now,
if that's what you want, that's what you can get by the word. God wants to multiply the length of our lives through his wisdom. Wow, we need to think about that and meditate on it, which of course is the word of God. Knowledge of his word will multiply the number of our days that we have on planet Earth. In Proverbs 9:11 in the New Living Translation, it says it this way, Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. Hallelujah. Fourth, God can multiply peace in your life regardless of who is in power.
That's good.
Daniel 4:1 in the Classic Amplified says, Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the people, nations, and languages that dwell on all the earth, may peace be multiplied to you. You can have grace and peace multiplied in your life regardless of what political party is in power. Our peace is not dependent on politics and world events. We need to delight ourselves in the words found in 2 Peter 1:2. 2 Peter 1:2 says, Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The Classic Amplified Version of 2 Peter 1:4 says this: "May grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord."
Wow. Fifth, never forget who brought multiplication into your life. Hosea 4:7 Classic Amplified. "The more they increased and multiplied in prosperity and power, the more they sinned against me, I will change their glory into shame." When we seek Him, God will show us many, many visions of the things that He'll manifest in our lives. Hosea 12:10 Classic Amplified. "I have spoken against, I have also spoken to you by the prophets, and I have multiplied visions for you and have appealed to you through your parables out of the prophets." Six, the fruit of the Spirit will be multiplied in your life. Jude 1:2 Classic Amplified. "May mercy, soul peace, and love be multiplied to you."
Seventh and finally, God will multiply our personal relationship with Him. In 2 Peter 1, verse 2, Classic Amplified, it says, think about this, and actually I'm repeating it because it needs to sink in. "May grace, God's favor and peace, which is perfect well-being." Do you think about that the first time I said perfect well-being? "Which is perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity, and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied to you in the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord." We need to meditate on that scripture and ask the Holy Spirit to make it go deep into our understanding. In Matthew 14:16-20, it says, "But Jesus said unto them, They need not depart, give them to eat. And they say unto him, We have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, Bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit in the grass, and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and brake and gave the loaves to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitudes. And they did all eat and were filled, and they took up the fragments that remained, 12 baskets full. When we read this and reread this scripture, or even watch it on The Chosen, we're reminded of a very powerful message that the Lord has, well, gave my husband years ago, and he's preached it, and other people have all over the world. We need to never be hypnotized by the appearance of lack.
Yes.
It's just an appearance. It's a temporal appearance of lack. But that would be something that would be a teaching for another day, but it's really, really good. But several things we need to see in this scripture. In Matthew 14:19, he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. First, Jesus brought order to the situation. And that's what we need to do. If we're in trouble right now, we need to bring order to our situation. Have you ever seen a movie or a television program, or maybe experienced in life, when someone loses their job and their house becomes a wreck, looks like it was an internal tsunami? That's the worst you can do. The point of it is discipline determines your direction.
Second, he started with what he had, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. This little boy didn't just run through Long John Silver's. He had a very expensive fish. We need to start where we are with what we've got. Matthew 14:16. They had no need to go away. Give them to eat. We have enough to eat and plenty to share. No matter how deep your debt or intense your despair, you have everything God requires for you to have to meet, to have your needs met, and plenty to spare and share with others. It's interesting to note that disciples wanted the hungry people, wanted to send the multitudes away. When you take what you have, give it to God and ask Him to bless it, break it, multiply, you're taking the problem of insufficiency out of the natural realm and releasing it to the supernatural for a solution. When we release what we have to God for Him to bless it, we're opening the door for supernatural increase. The scripture is clear. If you do this, then God will do that. Mark 10:29, Message Bible. Jesus said, "Mark my words, no one who sacrifices house, brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, land, whatever, because of me, and the message will lose out. They'll give it all back, but multiplied many times in homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and land, but also in troubles. And then the bonus of eternal life. This is once again the great reversal. Many who are first will end up last, and the last will end up first."
You know, there are a lot of believers who think that we only get heavenly rewards. But Luke 18:29 in the Message Bible says, "Yea," said Jesus, "and you won't regret it. No one who has sacrificed home, spouse, brothers and sisters, parents, children, whatever, will lose out. It will all come back multiplied many times over in your lifetime. And then the bonus of eternal life."
Wow. Great scripture, baby.
Wow, for sure.
Hallelujah. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says Sow a Seed. Just ask God what seed He'd have you sow. Do what He says. That's all that we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.